Neuro-linguistic Programming, Volume I. By the Study of the Structure of Subjective Experience. Books.Kim, Free Summaries of Best-Selling Books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Neuro-linguistic Programming, Volume I by the Study of the Structure of Subjective Experience is a comprehensive guide to understanding and applying neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. It provides an in-depth look at how NLP works, its history, and its applications. The book begins with an introduction to NLP, including its definition, principles, and techniques. It then explores the structure of subjective experience as it relates to NLP. This includes topics such as sensory acuity, language patterns, belief systems, value systems, decision-making processes, and more. The book also covers the practical application of NLP in various contexts such as business communication skills development, personal growth, healthcare, education, sports performance enhancement, relationships counseling, psychotherapy, and more. Additionally, it looks at how different types of people respond differently to certain aspects of NLP. Finally, it examines some common misconceptions about NLP that can lead to ineffective use or misuse. Overall, this book provides a thorough overview on neuro-linguistic programming for those interested in learning more about this field or using it for their own benefit. It offers detailed explanations on all aspects related to the subject matter while providing useful examples throughout. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The structure of subjective experience is composed of 3 components: neurology, language, and programming. Summary. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is a model of understanding the structure of subjective experience, which is composed of neurology, language, and programming. It is a way of understanding how the mind works and how to use language to influence behavior. Main idea number 2. NLP is based on the idea that the way we think and communicate affects our behavior and our results. Summary. NLP is based on the idea that the way we think and communicate has a direct impact on our behavior and the results we achieve. It is a way of understanding how the mind works and how to use language to influence behavior. Main idea number 3. NLP is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. Summary. NLP is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. It is based on the idea that the way we think and communicate has a direct impact on our behavior and the results we achieve. Main idea number 4. NLP is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected. Summary. NLP is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected. It is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. It is based on the idea that the way we think and communicate has a direct impact on our behavior and the results we achieve. Main idea number 5. NLP is a way of understanding how the mind works and how to use language to influence behavior. Summary. NLP is a way of understanding how the mind works and how to use language to influence behavior. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected. It is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 6. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to influence behavior. Summary. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to influence behavior. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected. It is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 7. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to influence behavior in a positive way. Summary: NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to influence behavior in a positive way. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected. It is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 8. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to create desired outcomes. Summary: NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to create desired outcomes. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected. It is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 9. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to create desired outcomes and achieve goals. Summary: NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to create desired outcomes and achieve goals. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected. It is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 10. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to create desired outcomes and achieve goals in a positive way. Summary: NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to create desired outcomes and achieve goals in a positive way. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected. It is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Neurolinguistic programming, NLP, is a model of understanding the structure of subjective experience, which is composed of neurology, language, and programming. It is a way of understanding how the mind works and how to use language to influence behavior. Neurolinguistic programming looks at three components that make up our subjective experience: neurology, language, and programming. Neurology refers to the physical structures in our brains that are responsible for processing information. This includes neurons, neurotransmitters, hormones, and other biological processes. Language refers to the words we use when communicating with others or ourselves. It also includes nonverbal communication such as body language or facial expressions. Programming refers to the patterns we create in our minds through repetition or habituation. These patterns can be conscious or unconscious, but they shape how we think about things and interact with them on an everyday basis. NLP helps us understand these patterns so that we can better control our thoughts and behaviors. By looking at all three components together, neurology, language, and programming, NLP provides insight into why people behave in certain ways under different circumstances. It also gives us tools for changing those behaviors if desired. Main idea number 2. NLP is based on the idea that the way we think and communicate has a direct impact on our behavior and the results we achieve. It is a way of understanding how the mind works and how to use language to influence behavior. By studying patterns in communication, NLP practitioners can identify areas where changes can be made to improve outcomes. The core principles of NLP are focused around three main components: language, thought processes, and behavior. Language is used as an expression of thoughts and feelings. It helps us make sense of our experiences by providing structure for them. Thought processes refer to how we interpret information from our environment. They shape our beliefs about ourselves and others. Finally, behavior refers to what actions we take in response to stimuli or situations. By combining these three elements together, NLP provides a powerful tool for personal development. Through its techniques, individuals can learn new ways of thinking which will lead them towards more positive behaviors that result in better outcomes. Main idea number 3. NLP is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. It is based on the idea that the way we think and communicate has a direct impact on our behavior and the results we achieve. NLP focuses on understanding how people process information, How they structure their thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes in order to produce desired outcomes. By using specific techniques such as reframing, anchoring, modeling, and other strategies derived from cognitive psychology research, NLP practitioners are able to help individuals identify patterns of thinking or behaviors that may be limiting them from achieving their goals. The goal of NLP is not only to understand why certain behaviors occur, but also to use this knowledge in order to modify those behaviors so that more desirable outcomes can be achieved. This could include improving relationships with others or increasing self-confidence. Additionally, by learning about different ways of communicating effectively with others through language patterns or body language cues, it is possible for an individual to become more persuasive when trying to influence another person's opinion. Overall, neuro-linguistic programming provides a powerful tool for creating positive change in one's life by helping individuals recognize patterns of thought or behavior which may be preventing them from reaching their full potential. Main idea number 4. NLP is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected. It is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change. It is based on the idea that the way we think and communicate has a direct impact on our behavior and the results we achieve. The principles of NLP focus on understanding how people process information, how they form beliefs, make decisions, take action, and interact with others. By understanding these processes better, it becomes possible to identify patterns in thinking or behavior which may be limiting success or preventing desired outcomes from being achieved. NLP also looks at language as an important tool for influencing thought processes and behaviors. Through careful use of language, it is possible to reframe experiences in order to gain new perspectives or insights into situations. This can help individuals develop more effective strategies for achieving their goals. Main idea number 5. NLP is a way of understanding how the mind works and how to use language to influence behavior. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected, meaning that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors all affect each other. NLP provides a model of communication and behavior which can be used to create positive change in ourselves or others. The core principles of NLP include understanding how people think, recognizing patterns in communication, using language effectively, developing rapport with others, creating strategies for success, managing emotions positively, setting goals and achieving them. By applying these principles, we can learn to communicate more effectively, build better relationships, increase motivation levels, improve problem-solving skills, develop self-confidence, and achieve greater success. NLP has been used successfully by many professionals, including therapists, coaches, teachers, business leaders, and athletes. It has also been applied in areas such as education, healthcare management, and organizational development. The goal of NLP is not only to help individuals reach their potential, but also to create an environment where everyone can thrive. Main idea number 6. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to influence behavior. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected, meaning that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors all affect each other. NLP provides a model of communication and behavior which can be used to create positive change in ourselves or others. Through this model, we can learn how to recognize patterns in our own thinking and behavior as well as those of others, allowing us to better understand why people act the way they do. The principles behind NLP come from neuro-linguistic programming, Volume I, by the study of the structure of subjective experience. This book outlines various techniques for using language effectively in order to influence one's own or another person's behavior. These techniques include reframing negative experiences into more positive ones, setting goals with achievable steps towards them, creating rapport with others through mirroring their body language and speech patterns, among many other strategies. By applying these principles, we can gain insight into our own thought processes as well as those around us. We can also use this knowledge to help guide conversations so that both parties feel heard while still achieving desired outcomes. Ultimately, NLP helps us become more aware of ourselves and others so that we may make conscious decisions about how best to interact with one another. Main idea number 7. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to influence behavior in a positive way. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected, meaning that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors all affect each other. NLP is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change by recognizing patterns in our thinking and behavior. Through this recognition, we can learn new ways of responding to situations which will lead us towards desired outcomes. The book Neurolinguistic Programming, Volume I by the Study of the Structure of Subjective Experience provides an introduction into NLP theory as well as practical applications for using it in everyday life. It covers topics such as goal setting, self-awareness, communication skills, problem-solving techniques, emotional intelligence development strategies, stress management tools, and more. By applying these principles, we can gain insight into ourselves and others so that we may better understand why people think or act certain ways. This knowledge allows us to make conscious decisions about how we want to respond in any given situation with greater clarity than before. Main idea number 8. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to create desired outcomes. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected, meaning that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors all influence each other. NLP provides a model of communication and behavior which can be used to create positive change in ourselves or others. The core principles of NLP include developing an awareness of one's own thought processes, recognizing patterns in communication, using language effectively for persuasion, creating rapport with others, setting goals and achieving them, managing emotions more effectively, improving self-confidence and self-esteem. By applying these principles, we can learn how to better understand ourselves as well as those around us. This knowledge can then be used to improve relationships, increase productivity at work or school, reduce stress levels, achieve personal goals faster, become more successful in life overall. Main idea number 9. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to create desired outcomes and achieve goals. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected, meaning that our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions all influence each other. NLP provides a model of communication and behavior which can be used to create positive change in ourselves or others. The core principles of NLP include developing an awareness of one's own thought processes, learning how to interpret nonverbal cues such as facial expressions or body language, using language effectively for persuasion, recognizing patterns in behavior, setting achievable goals, creating strategies for success, managing emotions more effectively, building rapport with others quickly and easily. By applying these principles, we can learn how to better understand ourselves, communicate more effectively with others, manage our emotions more productively, set realistic goals for ourselves, develop successful strategies for achieving those goals, build strong relationships with people around us, ultimately leading us towards greater personal growth. Main idea number 10. NLP is a way of understanding how the unconscious mind works and how to use language to create desired outcomes and achieve goals in a positive way. It is based on the idea that the mind and body are interconnected, meaning that our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions all influence each other. NLP is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to create positive change by recognizing patterns in our thinking or behavior which may be limiting us from achieving our goals. The Study of the Structure of Subjective Experience, Volume 1, by Richard Bandler and John Grinder outlines many techniques for using NLP effectively. These include reframing negative beliefs into more empowering ones, anchoring positive emotions, creating rapport with others, setting clear intentions, developing effective communication skills, managing stress levels, improving self-confidence, increasing motivation levels, building better relationships with others, etc. By applying these principles, we can learn how to think differently about ourselves and our environment so as to make changes in order to reach desired outcomes. Ultimately, this will help us become more successful in life both personally and professionally. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.